Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Oprah Winfrey has declined to become Lilibet's godmother, saying, "I don't need to be. I don't need to be a godmother. I'm a godmother by default. I'm a neighbor. I'm a friend and all that. You probably need someone younger to be the godmother." Contrary to earlier claims, a Sussex source confirms to Bizarre.com that Meghan Markle will not be flying to London with Prince Harry to attend the statue unveiling of his mother, the late Princess Diana. There had been brief reports that Meghan would appear as a secret guest, but an insider tells Entertainment Tonight, Meghan has just had a baby and has no plans to travel to London for the memorial event planned for the statue unveiling. Vanity Fair reports that although Meghan's children's book, The Bench, started out as just a Father's Day present for Prince Harry, it's now become a number one New York Times bestseller. On the royal couple's Archwell Foundation website, Meghan wrote a personal note to all of her readers thanking them for their support of her debut book. "While this poem begins as a love letter to my husband and son, I'm encouraged to see that its universal themes of love, representation, and inclusivity are resonating with communities everywhere. In many ways, pursuing a more compassionate and equitable world begins with these core values. Equally, to depict another side of masculinity, one grounded in connection, emotion, and softness, is to model a world that so many would like to see for their sons and daughters alike. Thank you for supporting me in this special project." However, The Express has the opinion that Meghan and Harry face backlash from Americans as they have had enough of their nonsense. Their source? Meghan Kelly. While speaking to GB News, Meghan said that Republicans were growing sick and tired of Meghan and Harry. She added, the pair's supporters were falling after their latest decision to name their daughter Lilibet Diana. They are naming their daughter after the matriarch of the monarchy that was racist, bullying, cold, prison. The ones that were racist against her first child. I think perhaps the American people are more supportive than the Brits are at this point. But I think it's also divided by political party over here. The Republicans, in my estimation, after speaking with them and watched some of the polling, they've had enough of their nonsense. Whereas the Democrats love them because they are pro-woke, are victims, want to talk about their mental health problems all the time, even though they want to do it from their palace in Montecito. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Meghan Markle has reportedly realized that Kate Middleton has a lot of influence in the royal family, and after understanding Kate, now wants to get back on her good side. A source said, Meghan's fearful of losing her title and the repercussions of Harry's statements about the royals in his recent Apple TV Plus documentary with Oprah Winfrey. She secretly reached out to Kate as she knows that the only hope they can have of smoothing things over with the family is to get Kate on their side. Kate reportedly would rather stay out of any secret talks, as she fears anything she says could be used against her. But she wants peace and civility, especially seeing how much pain this caused William, Charles, and the Queen. Her only words of wisdom for Meghan and Harry are to stop once and for all with the public outbursts. Us Magazine shares that Meghan Markle reflected on the ups and downs of 2020 while revealing one of her bright spots during the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns and separation from family. In her foreword for the Mayhew Foundation's annual year in review, Meghan explained that the love of her pets helped her manage being apart from her loved ones, and she wasn't alone. When I reflect on 2020, I always come back to the importance of community and connection. We may have been forced apart, but we found new ways to be close and to support each other through this shared crisis, she wrote. For many of us, this was all made easier with our pets by our side. Mayhew and thousands of small community organizations like them will continue to listen, adapt their services, and provide the resources that people and pets need to stay together and persevere through hardships. As we collectively build to the future, my sincere hope is that we do so with ongoing support and appreciation for organizations like Mayhew, who continue their vital work in days of crisis and in days of calm, she continued. Their commitment to the cause of animal welfare is steadfast, and their effect on our community well-being is self-evident. Meghan started her work with Mayhew while she was still a working member of the British royal family. At that time, she said, "As a proud rescue dog owner, I know from personal experience the joy that adopting an animal into your home can bring." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.